Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman, Justin Nielsen here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, where we're at a pivotal breaking point, perhaps, Justin, in the market, and a lot of headlines yet to come this week. So a lot for traders to navigate.
Yeah, definitely. That is the case. But, you know, there are still some stocks that are looking interesting. And so we'll go over a few of those today, including Carrier Global, which was also our IBD stock of the day today. Also United Rentals, which joined Leaderboard. And we'll finish up with another aerospace and defense stock, Howmet Aerospace.
Sounds like a plan. We will do that. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. And we had the NASDAQ today up almost 0.4%. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. The Dow also up 0.4% today. But small caps led the way with the Russell up 0.7%. We're taking a close look at the NASDAQ here, Justin, because we've got some key levels that we are coming up right against.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, while we were above 16,000, we kept on talking about how that being an important level of support and the 50-day moving average line also being an important level of support. When we broke through those a couple weeks ago, it was kind of like, okay, now those are areas of resistance that we have to be careful of. So while it's great that we got above our 21-day moving average line on Friday, kind of a big shift there, also got above Wednesday's high, that kind of, you know, stalling day that we saw. So it was good. Those were, you know, plus, belong in the plus column. It's, you know, a balancing act constantly. And the fact that we saw those positive things, now we have to be careful of, okay, if we stalled here, if we came up to this 50-day moving average line and then backed away, that would be a negative thing. And I'll be honest with you, I was getting a little fearful in that last hour when we took a big hit once the debt issuance for Q2 and Q3 was coming out. But the market really recovered nicely, was able to close in the upper quartile of its range. It was kind of a slow day. It was not much happening today, but I was getting a little nervous that it was going to be potentially getting turned away at its 16,000 level and the 50-day moving average line, but an overall good close. But look, we've got earnings coming up, we've got Fed, we've got jobs reports, we've got all of these different things, either one of which, when you're kind of at a crossroads and you could go either way, you know that any one of those headlines could be the thing that pushes it one way or the other. And right. So I think right now we're just kind of at that level where we just need more data. It reminds me, back in college, me and my roommates, we used to have the magic eight ball, right? And we would, you know, put that thing. Look, a lot of times it would say the answer is murky or, you know, ask again later. And I feel like that's where we're kind of at right now. I think it's time to ask again later because the answer is murky.
Yeah, it's unclear right now. And clearly we know the levels. That would be great to get back above those hurdles, but that could also be resistance and getting rejected there. Obviously, the bears are looking for that to happen. So we'll have to see which way we break.
You know, before we move on, let's just take a quick look at the weekly chart. Something that I mentioned on IBD Live is, look, we're still inside that really bad break that we had on, a couple weeks ago. So we're still inside that level. And we could have a lot of action back and forth within that big wide range there. And you have to be very careful because that's where it's really easy to get kind of chopped up. If we go back and forth, you start getting excited, you start buying, and then, you know, the market comes down and then you get nervous, you hit your stops, you start selling and the market goes back up and you can just really lose a lot of mental capital, increased frustration, all of that kind of stuff. So just, you know, right now, I think, again, until we get more data, we need to be very careful right here.
Yes, exactly. Because just because we have big headlines doesn't mean the situation's going to stop being murky. It could, that choppy, murky action could continue, but we know where we might have a bit more conviction or direction if certain things happen. So, okay, let's take a look at the other major indexes real quick. Here's the S&P 500 coming right up to the 50-day.
Yeah, so similar action. And again, looked a little bit worse when it was pulling back in the last hour, but nice recovery. Not as dramatic of a move down. And in fact, if you look at RSP, it was kind of nice that the equal weighted S&P 500, you know, that one, you know, the week down doesn't stick out as much. Part of the reason is because when it On the daily chart on the RSP, it kind of flattened out a little bit more, and it just stopped going down, whereas the NASDAQ really started coming down a little bit harder there. So the fact that it got support, the RSP, right under 160, and remember, the RSP is an equal weighted S&P 500, so it just kind of tells you that, you know, a lot of the big tech was maybe dragging things down. A lot of those big mega caps might have been dragging things down a little bit more than what was happening everywhere. And there are still kind of these industry groups that are looking a little bit better than others, you know, and a little bit more breadth there. It's not just tech right now that's working. That's why we kind of chose some stocks today that were outside of the tech area.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of good stocks from our screens. But let's take a look at the Dow before we move on and take a look at a couple of ETFs. So lagging here below the 21-day line still, and some daylight between where we are and the 50-day.
Right. Definitely the NASDAQ and S&P 500 look very different from both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Russell 2000, the small cap index, which also has a little bit, you know, at least that got above 21-day moving average line today, but a little bit more distance up to that 50-day moving average line. And that 200 level, which we've been kind of talking about for a while. Again, it was really nice when we got above that for the Russell 2000, a very important level for it. And we didn't stay above there for very long before we came down beneath it. So we're going to have another test
right there
at that level. Right. And so we're going to have another test at that level. And, you know, it's got to get both above that 200 and the 50-day moving average line, 10-week moving average line, depending on which chart you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a quick look at zero TNX. This is the 10-year treasury yield coming off today. So providing a little bit of a relief to equities. And there was some, you know, debt issuance news, like you said, right? But that didn't have too much of an impact, I don't think.
Right. Yeah, it didn't seem to, but again, we'll see tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get the reaction the next day. It was interesting that a couple trading days ago, you did have what looked like a breakout, but that's kind of looking like it's potentially under trouble. So that would be good if we kind of get some relief on the 10-year treasury yield, especially, you know, that might be one of the reasons why you saw the Russell 2000 outperforming today.
Okay, well, let's take a look at some notable ETFs. Here's SMH representing the chips. Getting back above the 50-day line, I'll do my track price. And yep, it is official. We're back above the 50-day.
Yeah, so that's an important level. Now, again, you don't want to be at a point where you actually have to like do the track price in order to
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to want a little, I have a higher threshold that I'm looking for to really clear that 50-day moving average line, but it's on the right track. So I think that is important. Again, you look at the weekly chart on that one, and it's in a similar spot where it did have a lot of damage still inside. So, you know, I'd really like to see it kind of cross the high of a couple of weeks ago before I get much more bullish on this.
Right. And for a lot of stocks underneath the surface, that's a level that we're looking at too for trades. Okay. XME, this is the metals and mining ETF. After that nice day late last week, continuing to bounce off of the 50-day.
Yeah. And remember, this is kind of diversified in terms of a lot of different areas. You've got copper, you've got steel, you've got metallurgical coal, you've got gold, you've got silver. So there's a lot that's in here. But this group is definitely, you know, looking good in terms of that bounce off the 50-day moving average line. A nice few days. And I mean, if this were a stock, you'd be like, hey, this looks like a nice little cup with handle. And, you know, you could be doing an entry here. We did add this onto SwingTrader today.
Great. Okay, great. Let's now take a look briefly at XLI, representing the industrials, also getting back on track here now above all of its major moving averages.
Yeah. So again, it's not just about tech anymore. This is kind of crossing a downtrend. So I think that's positive action. Here you have, if you go to the weekly chart on this one, it's a lot closer to that high from a couple weeks ago. 124.76 is what I'm showing. So it's really kind of on the cusp of taking that out, as opposed to a lot of the indexes and a lot of the other industry groups that, you know, do have a little bit more distance to get up there. But this one is getting close. And again, as you pointed out, it's above both the 50-day and the 10-week moving average line. So a little bit in a stronger position.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, let's take a look at CARR. This is Carrier Global in that building AC heating products group. Maybe not a sexy stock, but the price action is hot lately, Justin, having a great start to the week.
You know, it's funny that you say it's not a sexy stock because it reminds me of this whole follow-on idea concept that Bill O'Neill would talk about a lot of times. And, you know, one example, you know, you want to talk about not sexy, Monogram Industries back in like the 50s and 60s. You know, this is back when jet travel was getting much more prevalent. You were having a surge in hotels and everything like that. And travel was big. And Monogram Industries, what do? They created toilets, you know, for the planes. So not sexy, but they had a really strong move because they were the supplier. They were a big thing. Yeah. Now Carrier, it's, you know, HVAC system. So, you know, again, you don't think of that as being very sexy, but why is that useful? And this is important. AI, you know, with these chips that are doing all of these X, you know, so much faster in terms of the calculations, trillions and trillions per second. They generate a lot more heat than your traditional chips, seven times more. So that's a big thing and a big reason why AI is kind of creating a heat wave that is going to require a little bit more of these HVAC. So that's one of the reasons why this group has been doing so well. Jed Graham did a great job of writing up in the stock of the day today, a little bit more information on Carrier, a couple things that really caught my attention. The CEO was talking about how, again, that, you know, how much more heat generation is happening with the AI, and also the expansion that is expected with these chips, you know, to the point of, you know, 7 billion, you know, market in 2023 to 15 to 20 billion in 2027. I mean, that's a double triple type situation in a pretty short period of time. So again, it's maybe not as sexy as AI, but you got to imagine that there's a lot of these follow-on buys and follow-on stocks and plays that will be possible because of AI. And those are worth taking a look at as well.
Yeah. So earnings out of the way, strong price action, relative strength is there. The story is there. We've even got some volume. Controversial. But for those who still use volume, you know, that's coming in there too. So it does seem like it has a lot going for it, Justin.
Yeah. And also another thing that I like is if you go to the weekly chart on this, you can see that it had this bigger base, this 24% deep base. And now we've got a tighter base. You know, whenever you get tighter, I think that's, you know, that's a very strong indicator that you've got something worth looking at. The earnings, big catalyst, really kind of moved it up. So, you know, you might say, okay, well, did this come up straight up from the bottom? I would have preferred maybe a little bit of a pause, but this is looking very strong. And one other thing that the CEO mentioned, you know, they're really trying to get a little bit more focused on their offerings and in terms of their business. So they've been selling off a number of different divisions, and a lot of that money has been used for stock buybacks. That's something that can really kind of help fuel a stock as well, when you've got that additional buying that the company is doing. And that also kind of helps, you know, with your earnings per share. If they're buying the shares back and there's less in that denominator, it can make that number look better. So those are some other factors to consider, but an overall good looking chart.
It sure is. Okay, let's take a look at a new addition to leaderboard, and that's United Rentals. The ticker here is URI. We've got an RS line blue dot underscoring the relative outperformance versus the broad market with an early entry in a double bottom base here.
Yeah, so this is, as you mentioned, relative strength is so important. So you're going to notice a little theme about the stocks that I chose here today. Relative strength is one of the things that's big. For as much as the indexes are kind of hovering right around those 50-day moving average lines, all of these stocks that we're talking about are above those lines. And you see that reflected in the relative strength. They're just in a stronger position than the indexes themselves. So, you know, this is in the commercial services leasing area. You know, specifically, this is construction related, because I don't know about you, but there's, you know, construction going on and freeways and everything like that. And you often see United Rentals equipment, you know, cranes, cherry pickers, you know, bulldozer, you name it. United Rentals name is something you see a lot as, you know, construction is happening. So this is kind of in that construction space. There have been a lot of groups construction related that have been doing well. Again, this did come down below the 50-day moving average line, but it's snapped back in a very strong way. And so I think that's worth watching. And again, as you mentioned, Leaderboard did take an ad on it today, took a flyer on it. But if you go to the weekly chart, here again, when you do that comparison, whereas there was that big week a couple weeks ago, last week, URI was already kind of clearing that high and it's following up on it today. So very positive action and blue dot on the RS line too, which is an extra plus.
We love to see that. Okay. How met? Wow. I had a tongue twister there. HWM. I was typing in a T because that's what you put in the document. I'm not going to blame you.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. I think I might have switched that around. So
I'm dyslexic. it's my problem. How we met this stock. Here is a blue dot.
And, last week we were talking about HEI, HEICO, which is still, I think, one that I do prefer because that one already broke out. I mean, look at that. Compared to the market, this one's shooting up in terms of its relative strength. But I think Howmet is also worth consideration. This group has been doing very well, the Aerospace Defense Group and Howmet. Another one where the relative strength is, got that blue dot on the weekly chart. This is a very nice, shallow base. The base is only 10% deep, so flat base. Did spend a little bit of time underneath that 10-week moving average line, but here we are. We're back above that high from a couple weeks ago and really kind of clearing a lot of those areas. So very positive action. Again, the flat bases that are being formed, the double bottoms, I think there's a lot of those that I'm seeing, and those are the ones that are kind of attractive to me, but especially those that have the relative strength. Now, Howmet does have earnings coming up. That's one thing that you just have to know. The next couple weeks are going to be busy. After that, it's going to trickle down quite a bit. There's still going to be a lot of them, but you have to be aware, not just of the stocks that you own, but other stocks that are maybe related that are going to be reporting earnings, because they can sometimes shake the competition around as well, or the suppliers. There's all sorts of follow-on effects that happen, ripple effects, if you will. So that's something worth keeping your eye on.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Justin. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us for today. But coming up live at 5, we've got our monthly market report with Jim Ropel. So we will see you then live at 5 back on YouTube. And we'll post the video to investors.com/videos as well if you can't watch it live. So we'll see you there, and then we'll also see you back on IBD Live in the morning. See you next time. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.